From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
80% of some 300 service members in the anti-piracy Cheonghae unit test positive for COVID-19. South Korea's main delegation to the Tokyo Olympics departs for Japan ahead of Friday's opening ceremony. And Japan's chief cabinet secretary regrets a sexual comment a senior Japanese diplomat made regarding President Moon Jae-in's efforts to improve bilateral ties amid a report Moon may visit Japan for a summit. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. More than 80% of some 300 service members in the anti-piracy Cheonghae unit stationed in African waters have tested positive for COVID-19. According to the Joint Chiefs of Staff on Monday, as of 8 a.m., an additional 179 sailors tested positive for the virus. Among the 301 in the unit aboard the naval destroyer Moonmoo the Great. The new infections raised confirmed cases on the destroyer to 247, or 82% of the 34th contingent, since the first case was detected on Thursday. The JCS said 50 others tested negative, while four others' results came up inconclusive. The number of service members who were taken to local hospitals for treatment increased by 1 to 16. A military aircraft dispatched to the naval unit in waters off Africa to bring back all service members on board the destroyer Moonmoo the Great has arrived. A South Korean official said that one of two aerial tanker transports arrived around 1:40 p.m. Monday, with the other expected to land soon. If landing and takeoff procedures go smoothly, the crew will board the two aircraft later Monday and arrive at Seoul Air Base late Tuesday, Korea time, where they will be tested again, then transferred to quarantine or treatment facilities. The Defense Ministry said about 200 fully vaccinated people, including 148 replacement troops and 13 medical personnel, are on board the tankers. 1,252 new COVID-19 cases were reported on Monday, staying over the 1,000 mark for the 13th straight day. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Monday that the new infections detected throughout Sunday raised the country's accumulated caseload to 179,203. The daily tally dropped by over 200 to fall below 1,300, apparently due to fewer tests over the weekend. It is the highest Sunday figure so far, replacing the previous record of 1,100 tallied last Sunday. Meanwhile, Senior Health Ministry official Son Young-rae said on Sunday the reproduction rate of COVID-19 rose to 1.32 last week, up from 1.24 the previous week. The rate refers to the number of people a single patient can infect, with a reading over 1 indicating the virus is spreading. From Monday, private gatherings of 5 or more people will be banned all across the country. Prime Minister Kim Buk-kyung announced this decision during a meeting held Sunday afternoon. The Greater Seoul area, currently under the highest level 4, has been limiting private meetings to 4 people before 6 p.m. and 2 from 6 p.m. to 5 o'clock in the morning since last Monday. Meanwhile, social distancing levels for Jeju Island and Gangwon Province have been raised. Health authorities said on Sunday that Jeju Island will be under level 3 social distancing from Monday, up from the current level 2, while Gangneung will be elevated by 1 notch to the highest level 4. South Korea will begin accepting reservations for the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine from people in their early 50s from Monday night. According to the State Vaccination Task Force, those aged 53 and 54 may make reservations from 8 p.m. Monday, while those aged 50 to 52 may do so from 8 p.m. Tuesday. Anyone in their 50s may make reservations from Wednesday to Saturday. The inoculations will take place at vaccination centers and medical institutions across the nation from August 16th to 25th. South Korea also began to inoculate about 632,000 high school seniors and teachers for COVID-19 from Monday. Eligible students include high school seniors and those who will take this year's college entrance exam. South Korea's main delegation to the Tokyo Olympics departed for Japan on Monday ahead of Friday's opening ceremony. A total of 232 South Korean athletes will compete in 29 sporting events. The country aims to win at least 7 gold medals to rank among the top 10 for the 5th consecutive Summer Games. 4-time Olympic shooting champion Jin Jong-oh is the captain for the men, while volleyball star Kim Yong-kyung is the captain for women. Kim will carry the national flag with swimmer Hwang Sun-woo at the opening ceremony. Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Katsunobu Kato has expressed strong regret over a sexual comment a senior official at the Japanese embassy in Seoul recently made regarding President Moon Jae-in's efforts to improve bilateral ties. At a press conference on Monday, Kato said the remarks by Hirohisa Soma, the deputy chief of mission, were very inappropriate for a diplomat under any circumstance or context. Amid speculation over Soma's dismissal, the chief cabinet secretary said Ambassador Koichi Aiboshi has reprimanded the official and that Foreign Minister Toshimitsu Botegi is expected to make a decision on replacing Soma in consideration of his term of duty. Japanese daily Yomiuri Shimbun earlier reported that Tokyo will likely dismiss Soma in line with President Moon's possible visit to Japan around the opening of the Tokyo Olympics on Friday. Yomiuri said that President Moon will visit Japan for the opening ceremony of the Tokyo Games and hold a summit with Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga at the Akasaka Palace State Guesthouse. Asked about the controversial remarks impacting the bilateral summit, Kato said if Moon does visit Japan, Tokyo plans to diplomatically respond in a serious manner, but that no decision has been made. The Justice Ministry has given advance notice for a revision to a civil law in a move to shift the legal status of animals away from simple objects. The ministry announced on Monday that a new clause stating that animals are not objects was added to Article 98 of the Civil Code. A ministry official said the change reflects social consensus that animals should be protected and their lives respected amid a growing number of households with companion animals. Under the existing law, animals are labeled as objects, which means animal abusers at the most only face penalties for property damage. The official said with the adoption of the revision, punishment or compensation for animal abuse is expected to meet public expectations in the long term. The revision, however, did not specify how animals would be defined under civil law. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index fell 32.87 points, or 1% on Monday, to close at 3,244.04. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also fell, losing 2.15 points, or 0.20%, to close at 1,049.83. On the foreign exchange, the local currency weakened 8.31 against the dollar, ending the session at 1,147.81. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.